So now on the Innovation Show, we welcome Seamus Byrne, co-founder of UX Ireland. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Aidan. How are you today?
Good to have you on the show. Before we talk about the event, UX Ireland event, you were way ahead of the game in with UX. It's kind of come this, everybody's talking about design thinking and UX at the heart of and customer first, etc. But you were ahead of this going back to 2011 before it became a la mode as such. Can we talk about the origins of UX Ireland?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, for me, it's been a bit of a personal journey in parallel with the actual development of UX Ireland. If I go back to 2007, I'd returned from California. I'd been educated and worked over there in the area of UX. And when I came back to Ireland, I didn't see a lot of it around. And I really missed that kind of my community. So I put the word out, and another chap who's from the UK actually basically got in touch with me. And we founded Interaction Design Association Dublin chapter. And from that, it was just a bit of a roller coaster over the next few years, because the following year we co-founded Diffuse, which is a free design event that's on still to this day during Design Week. And that's a great design event. And then I decided to submit Dublin into an international bid for a conference to be based in Europe. It was the Interaction Conference. And we were competing against the likes of Berlin and Helsinki and the Netherlands and also Paris. And guess what? Dublin won, our bid won. And so we had a huge international conference here in Dublin back in 2012 called Interaction 12. And that featured about 800 very robust professional designers from all over the world. And I think that put Dublin really on the map. Because before then, I think a lot of the international folks thought, you know, we're known for the more cultural offerings like Riverdance or arts and literary areas, but they didn't really see Ireland as the design space. So since the Interaction Conference in Dublin, I went global then. I ended up being a board member and putting conferences on around the world, and promptly helped with Toronto in 2013, the Interaction Conference in Amsterdam in 2014, and then stepped down off the board for 2015 San Francisco. So I've been in hiatus for about a year and a half, but I'm taking a break from running events and just running the usual design agency. So back in January, a mutual friend introduced me to Software Acumen, a company in the UK who put on UX conferences all the time, like UX Scotland and UX Cambridge, to name but a few. And the reason this mutual contact put us in touch with each other was because they knew that I was interested in putting on an event for Ireland to do with UX. And so we were introduced to Software Acumen. So between us, Graphic Mint, the company I work for, and Software Acumen, we've been planning and producing UX Ireland for around the last 9 months. So it's quite exciting to be so close to it now, because we put a lot into it.
So you were managing all this as well as the day job. This was separate stuff as well as the day job.
Yeah, every day I'm in the design world. I'm a generator. There's generators and synthesizers. Generators come up with lots of ideas and brainstorm and design the framework, and the synthesizers deal with like making sure that is actually feasible and realistic. So we've had quite a year because we have a regular studio practice where we do design work, we do research, we do usability testing all the time. And then we actually have a couple of other initiatives. We got UX Academy, which is for training people how to do UX. And then we have UX Ireland, which is a big conference. What's great about it is in all design companies, there's ebbs and flows. So there's always a lot of projects, and then there's these projects end, and maybe there's a gap of a week or a few days between each project. And this happens across all the designers. So UX Ireland has been great to give extra kind of, extra work for people to do in these gaps. And it also gives events are fun. I don't know why designers have this kind of compulsion to run events. We're not trained in how to run events, but there's something about user experience that brings designers to want to actually make the best experience as possible for the attendees. So yeah, it's been quite challenging, but for us, we've been investing in UX and training for a long time. And so it's important that we, continue that narrative, and we want to be at the forefront of that in Dublin and in Ireland.
I understand what you mean about wanting to ship the event, because it's so rewarding to actually see it executed, but you probably don't necessarily want to see all the details in the spreadsheets to get it there. You come up with the grand vision.
You know, it's really nice to do the vision. And I think literally, if you think of an event, it's, I don't know, it's a million things that have to be done. Literally, it literally is a giant spreadsheet, isn't it? That's distributed across many people. One thing that I always find after interaction 12, I remember the feeling after the planning, and then you do 3 days. It was a 3-day event. It was fantastic. It was a great experience. And then the day after, there's no evidence that the event happened. Sure, there's some video files and some great talk on Twitter, but it's very, events are very transient. You know, you don't have something to kind of take away, except for wonderful memories, of course.
Yeah, exactly. And it really looks like, I mean, I've looked at the website, uxireland.net, and there's so much going on. And like, you can see the depth. It's not like, it's, you know, this is what I really liked about it, and I reached out to you for this reason, was this is not about making money from an event, where you see this a lot of times where it's like, let's put on an event because we're great at putting on events and we'll make some money around it and we'll invite a lot of speakers in. This is built the other way around, where it's built out of a passion, and it's like, let's, the event is almost the output of all the work and the depth and the knowledge. And that really comes across when you look at the site, because you can see that it's got huge depth to it. And can we talk about the program and the speakers, etc.?
Absolutely. And thanks for what you just said. It is really true. We are very passionate about UX. And we started off at like, who are we going to get to keynote at this event? And, you know, just through my experience and my network around the world, I saw a lot of, over time, I've seen a lot of speakers, great speakers. And for me, in the back of my head, it's always to have an opportunity to bring them to Ireland for two reasons. One is so the local people can benefit from their insight and their knowledge as international speakers with a lot of experience, but also that they can see Ireland's a place that's seriously on the map. So we first approached John Collins, who's basically the executive director of product design at GE Aviation, but which is fantastic. But prior to that, he's worked at Frog, he's worked at Blackboard, and most notably, he's written a lot of books. He's written 4 books on UX design. Everything, his most recent one is about empathy, and his new one that's going to come out is about creativity and managing the chaos of creativity in the enterprise. But one of my most favorite books by him is called Wicked Problems, which is how designers can actually help solve real tragic and horrible social impact problems around the world through design thinking and through UX methodologies. And then our other keynote is Brenda Laurel, who's a distinguished designer. She's been designing stuff since the 70s. And like she brought out the first video game for young girls in the 90s. She's pioneered in virtual reality and augmented reality. She's worked for Atari and Activision and a who's who of early gaming and multimedia companies. She's also written great books called Computers as Theater. So bringing Brenda Laurel to Dublin is just, for me, it's a career moment for me, because I think she's fantastic. And she overlaps into gaming, she overlaps into film studies, so we've had a lot of support from those industries too. And then, of course, we have some invited speakers. Frank Long from Frontend, another agency in town who are fantastic. We get along wonderfully with them. Benjamin Kaiser, who's director of design at Intercom, who are obviously a high-flying, wonderful Irish success story from the product perspective. And then we got a freelance European UX designer called Anna Dahlstrom coming from London, but she's originally from Sweden. She's representing the freelancers. On top of that, we got about 20 other talks, which were part of a call for speakers selection process over the summer, where we were inundated with applications. And this shows the appetite for UX in Ireland. But from that, we shortlisted 20 speakers who basically crossed the gamut of academia to professional practice, and with a nice variety. I call it a selection box of different kind of talks around user research, user interface design, and user experience strategy. And then we also have some wonderful sponsors I just wanted to mention who have speakers going to the event as well. We have IBM as our platinum sponsor. They're sending 2 fantastic speakers. Accenture are flying in a speaker from abroad who is originally with Fjord Design. And we also have many other sponsors too, and a lot of event partners. So we're pretty excited about the program.
You have a couple of tracks going on at the same time, and I'm sure, you know, when you started off back in 2011, you basically put together the event, and as a 1-day event. Now you're on 2 days and you've multiple tracks, so there must be a certain bit of joy in that.
You know, it's the design. That's such a critical part of the of a program, and it's the design of the actual multiple tracks. And whenever you do that, it's really the balance. You're thinking of the people who have never heard of UX throughout the conference. You're thinking about the seasoned practitioners who don't want that one-on-one content anymore. You're thinking about balancing workshops versus, I guess, plenary talks versus practical kind of hands-on kind of stuff. So it is a challenge, and we spent it was over the course of 1 weekend. Once we had the shortlist, we spent an entire weekend, the program committee, basically juggling stuff around to make sure it worked, and we're pretty happy with the results. I think it's a bingo of the main key areas in UX around the world at the moment.
There's a huge amount of people coming from overseas to this event. It's a destination event. It's not just an Irish-only event, and that's reflected in the amazing speakers that you have coming in. But I was also thinking that, you know, I've worked in this area, and to try and explain UX to some corporate people can be very, very challenging. and it's fine, you know, it's due to events like this that it will help actually translate that message and get people to invest in this, because, you know, even today, a lot of people see a website or an app as a thing rather than actually your front door now, more important than your office or your brass plate on your office on the outside your office. This is actually where people will find you now, and UX being such an important part of that.
Absolutely. I think I was having a great conversation with an old friend of mine who's a UX practitioner as well. We were kind of just shooting the kind of different kind of topics around UX and where it's at right now. And we're both agreed that a lot of the time UX practitioners are brought in at the end of the project when the technology is all built, and it's like, hey, now can you make it look good? And we're so not about that. It really, where we start is having empathy for the people who are using it. So we actually advocate, before you even touch a pixel, that there should be a proper design process there with pencils and sketching and iterations. But most importantly, at the beginning of all that, there's user research where you're actually interviewing real people who are using the product or service or will be, and also watching them use it or watching them use prototypes. So, you know, it's getting to the stage where technology is pretty much like pop-up tent, isn't it? Like you press a button and we can do anything. So the innovation isn't really in the technology so much anymore. It's more in how useful and how meaningful and how relevant the products are or services. And that brings us back to that empathy word, the E word. And that's what my friend and I were talking about earlier. We were saying, like, really the future is in empathy. And it sounds a bit cheesy and a bit soft skills, but really that's where the difference is between someone finding your product useful versus not.
I work in Catawave, and we talk about this as well from a marketing perspective or even a business model perspective, that the empathy is such an important part, that you know that your product or your story behind your product or your brand actually resonates with people and it's empathetic with them, because otherwise it just won't land properly.
Absolutely. And marketing sometimes in UX circles can be given, like, you know, people shrug, oh, marketing. But I actually have a marketing book from 1980 called Marketing. And in it, I think chapter 6, you get into, you've got customers and you've got consumers and then you've got end users. So marketing has been, let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater here. Marketing's got brought a lot to the table for user experience. And especially when you also get into, I guess, the ability to just proactively and confidently just go out and deal with the public and bring them in for usability testing, that's actually quite a skill set in and of itself. It's recruiting, it's meeting and greeting, it's coordination of people, and then of course the capturing that feedback and the synthesis. So it's a big piece of it, you know. So I got a lot of respect for marketing.
Like the recruitment part, I mean, your data that you have coming into the funnel to get the right answers out is such an important part, and therefore the people you recruit to ask the questions to have to be the right people as well.
That's so true. And, like, you know, like I've swallowed a dictionary in usability testing at this point. And, you know, the term for that is representativeness, right? And, you know, recently we've had clients who are really pushing us on representativeness. So before it was just, you know, it's good to see that, because before it was like, can you please do some usability testing? And people are like, no, we don't need to do that. But thankfully people are adopting that, even guerrilla style usability testing. People are realizing, you know, getting some feedback from some users is better than nothing. And that's great. So as you start to evolve over time, the discipline of usability testing, you start getting into like how accurate are is our sample set that we've gotten, and how we kind of got coverage of the different people who use this experience. So it's great to see that.
Yeah, and so this type of stuff, I suppose I wanted to touch on it without going too deeply into it, because I reckon maybe we'll follow up with a separate session another day, an interview about Graphic Mint and going deeper into UX, maybe some of the findings that we have out of the conference, we can go into them. But I just wanted to whet the appetite of the audience for this event, because I think it's great. And it's on in Trinity on the 10th and 11th, which is next week.
So basically, we picked the location because it's very easy to access. It's in the heart of Dublin. It's just right near on Pier Street, right near where Trinity College main campus is. And it's a fantastic new building. It looks like, you know, it's a new build. It's really state of the art. It's the Trinity Biomedical Sciences Institute in Dublin. If our dates for our conference, UX Ireland, are on the 10th to the 11th of November, as you said. We have 2-day tickets. We also have single day tickets. If you can't take 2 days off of work, we have the single day tickets. We also have a great group rate, so if you are interested in sending your team along, please do get in touch with me directly through the uxireland.net website. You can find their contact information there, and we can give you some great group rates. We have, looking at the attendee list, we've got a who's who of Irish industry, and so it's going to make for a really good attendee experience.
Seamus Byrne, co-founder of UX Ireland, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Aidan. I appreciate your time. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.